This is an important update from the government about coronavirus. We all need to stay alert so we can control the virus and reduce the risk of infection. To stay alert, you must remain at home as much as possible. Work from home if you can. Limit your contact with other people. If you have to go out, keep your distance from others, 2 meters apart where possible. Continue to wash your hands regularly. Do not leave home if you or anyone in your household has symptoms. Stay alert. Control the virus. Save lives.
Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk For Real, back again. For those of you that don't know, this is a podcast hosted by myself, Christopher Mattox, co-host, Hannah Wilson, and...
Yeah, that's my podcast name, Hannah Wilson.
Hannah Wilson.
That's my podcast name.
We talk about real views, real opinions on a general basis. It's a real talk for half an hour these days. This one might be a bit longer because we've got a few things to talk about.
We've got obviously two main topics that's happened for
since
the past
we never
weeks.
Uploaded last week. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Mm-hmm. But do you want to introduce the topics?
So the topics will be the third phase of easing the lockdown, I think. So by now, when I'm talking, shops have already been opened by the 15th of June.
And everything we can and can't do.
Everything we can and can't do. Mostly the can. I've got it all up in here, hopefully. And the can't do is pretty straightforward. And at the very end of our podcast, shall we mention it?
Yeah.
At the very end of our podcast...
We'll be discussing the title of this episode.
We'll be discussing the title of this episode. So it's finally out. So yeah, people were playing it.
So we're going to start off with, for all those people that were racking their brain, especially for 1 week and under what they should have, Hannah will now tell the answer to the riddle from last week.
So if you can't remember my riddle, I'm going to read it all out. Then I'm going to reveal the answer. Because Chris obviously got it straight away, right? It's on my phone. I'll go straight away. So, I have a ring, but no fingers. A wallpaper, but no walls. A lock, but no doors. So, what am I?
A mobile phone.
I'm holding it in my hand. A mobile phone. Yeah, if you can see that, it's Homer. Ay, ay, ay.
So, to open up with my fun joke. Why did the Oreo go to the dentist?
Why did the Oreo go to the dentist?
Yes.
The Oreo?
Yeah.
Is it something about oral or something?
Because it lost its filling.
It lost its filling. Oh, yeah, because Oreos have a filling.
Quite
clever. Do you know, with the Oreos, you know when you get the single filling, right?
Yeah.
And now they've got the double filling. So they made the advert like that and someone actually made a magic trick to make it filler.
In other words, to get more fat. Brilliant.
Oh, shit.
For those of you that follow our Twitter account, by the way, speaking of Twitter, follow all our socials, they're all going to start popping up now all over the place.
So it'll be Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify for listening podcast.
We don't have a link for it.
We
do in our description, but follow us on Anchor as well.
Anchor, yeah.
Through Anchor, you'll find us on most things except iTunes, because they hate us or we hate them. What a lovely relationship we have. So, to track on. So, what are we going to start with?
We're going to start with about getting into phase three of uneasing the lockdown. So, on the 15th of June, not all stores, but most non-essential shops have started to reopen, but only allowing a certain amount of people in. It actually depends on the size of the building. So, we have a retail park not far from us, do we? Right. And there's a handful of non-essential. So we've got Currys, we've got TK Maxx.
Currys isn't open yet though, is it?
Yeah, it has.
Oh, okay.
When I went shopping with your mum, I said, look, here's a video. And you're like, bloody hell. I said, that's all for TK Maxx. Because you know why? Because your mum got some good bargains in her too. So there's Currys, TK Maxx, Asda Living, you've got JD Sports, you've got Next. But Next has only recently, last Friday... Next is reopened, so they've not always opening everything, if you know what I mean. So only now on buses, apparently it's mandatory to wear face masks on public transport. This is because it's meant to slow the transmission of the virus. Now,
Got something that proves what Hannah's talking about is complete and utter bollocks.
It could be utter bollocks, yeah, but they've done a video like on the news, and what's that?
What's that say, guys? I am exempt from not wearing a face covering.
I'm exempt.
You do
yeah.
not have to wear it.
You do not
it.
Have
if
to wear
them,
but if
like
you feel comfortable.
If you have like zero health conditions.
Zero health conditions.
And like a big bushy beard for argument's sake, you're
you
not going to be able
wear
to even
unless
wear one.
Unless you have to proper like shave your beard. Then
but for some people that's
enough.
Against their religion.
Yeah. I know a lot of people. I know some friends are against the religion of shaving body hair.
I refuse to wear it anyway.
So on buses, TfL, trains, whenever you're parents mandatory to wear face mask, and also they're trying to put it into shops now. So if you can go, if you want to go into say Binky and you want to get a some bathroom essentials, yeah,
mm-hmm.
or like tiles, but you want a brand new sink, blah blah, no matter how big the store is, they might even say, oh, you can't come in, you have to wear a face mask. And you're like, what, why? You know, we're in an open space. There should be only a limited amount of people should be in the store. For example, 20.
I don't really understand why they're doing it now, though.
I really don't understand.
Do
it's to me, it's
like
too late. Exactly, like a month ago or 2 months ago, when things were bad. I mean, I fully understand. Say, yeah, I wear a face mask, no problem. But only just now they're saying, yeah, you have to wear one, and you're like,
and people are going to listen now that they're starting to loosen a few things, and I'd be like, bonnets, I ain't listening to that crap.
Yeah, but I've also noticed that once you're outside and you're queuing up to go to shop, nobody just give a crap.
Yep.
And as soon as you're inside the store, it's like
every
a brand
man for himself.
Exactly, every man to himself, every woman to himself. You're like, well, this is really weird. This should happen on the outside as well, not just the inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just unbearable in that. And most importantly, what you can do during these easing the lockdown is now they're only allowing 6 people in a group but still keep you 2 metres. But they were thinking of reducing that metre to like 1.5, like you said, or 1 metre.
Like I said, once they start doing that, people.
Once you start doing that, so like, I don't know how. Some people might be not even good at maths and go, where the hell's 1 metre?
Not even
exactly.
That, but they might just be like, okay, but, you know what, I'm not even going to bother.
No.
If they're going to start reducing, I might as well just not even bother with the social distancing.
Definitely not. So, yeah, that's one of the rules you can do is meet up with a group of 6. So, if you've got some friends, so plus me. Yeah, 5 of the friends, that's fine, but you've got to still keep your distance.
That's exactly why the Sidemen are now able to do their videos outside.
Yeah.
Because Harry's in Jersey, but the other 6 could still meet up with each other.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But thing is, Simon and KSI live together, so it's fine, they can do whatever.
Yeah, they live together, which is
but
different.
Then, and then JoJo's like, the rest of the, 2 meters distance, man. But thing is, it's quite funny.
But, and
yeah.
Another thing with that, yeah, you're gonna get. So if they're starting to loosen up a few things, what happens? What's this emotional support bubble thing I'm hearing about?
With the, apparently, the emotional support bubble is only...
if you live alone, what's that
if
thing?
You live alone, right, and you're not far from that person you know, so for example, a friend or family, you can go around theirs. Obviously, if you have a garden, perfect, but inside, you wouldn't feel too comfortable. With my sister and my grandparents, they met up last Wednesday, but my sister said they're in the garden. They're going to sit out in the garden because they've got a deck in.
Right.
They've got 2 chairs and got other chairs, so they can sit 2 metres apart. So that's how my sisters will be able to see them in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But to be for her extra safe, if she was...
I'm listening.
If she was going to, for example, she's outside, she's 2 metres apart from my grandparents, but if she was going to sneeze or cough, she would be a bit like, oh my, you know, she would have to still, maybe not wear a mask, I don't know, right? That's me really concerned, and that's making me feel very, very bad. I'm thinking, well, I live over 100 miles away, I can't just go over there and say hi, can I?
Yeah, well, this infection rate that they're talking about, yeah, they're saying it's close to being below 1 now.
That's true. No, that's the infection rate, not that's the infection rate. Alpha infection rate, right? It said only some parts in the UK it's moved above 1, which is quite bad.
Yeah.
If it's below 1, say if we stayed between 0.7 or 0.6, that's even good. If it gets lower, perfect, you know, we would have to count as the new normal, as they say now.
Well, they're saying that things are, like, not globally, so nationally started to more or less go down, then it's just going to be localised lockdowns.
Only localised lockdowns, which to me is impossible. But, I mean, there's some called counties here. So in the Harrogate area, then there's Barnet and Enfield. Then there's, Wembley. Then there's,
There's different counties.
There's different counties as London. There's more than three, right?
For those of you from America, our counties are like yours, and you've got like your California, your stuff like
Texas,
this.
Texas, I know.
Our counties are like that, like localised.
So, I try to think what else. What you can't do is
go out protesting.
Go out and go like this to people.
But another thing shouldn't be. This is complicated. I feel like, okay, we have a small platform, not a massive one, but it's something we should be speaking about. Black Lives Matter,
yeah?
We're going to just quickly touch on it, because we haven't really spoken about it since it started. What happened with George Floyd is utterly disgusting.
Yeah.
And that's coming from a white man. And to be honest, it's something not good, because you're doing that to one guy, and then the same police officer, done a very similar incident, I think they said 4 or 6 years ago, previously, and they done nothing.
Yeah, it's disgusting,
And they done nothing.
Yeah, because that's 4 or 6 years ago. I mean, people didn't care about them, which they should.
Yeah, exactly. But, and someone I know was saying, like, oh, why is the UK getting involved? Why have the UK now started to do protests? Why are they destroying statues? He was quite hated. But that guy in Bristol was a well-known racist. Apparently, he was quite hated. But that guy in Bristol was a well-known racist slave trader. So, for them to get rid of that statue, fair enough.
Yeah, like the saying I was going to talk about, they've now just started like tearing down statues related to the slave trade, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, which is
and
good.
Then what kind of really shocked me is the company I used to work for.
Granny Kin.
I was just they like, thank God I don't work for them racist cunts, sorry.
They used to be slave traders.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, thank God I'm out of that company, you know what I mean? It's disgusting. If I still work for that company, and I still there, I'd be like, oh, I'm just quitting, I don't give a crap, I'd rather work for where I am now.
And it's like Logan Paul said, it's not enough to not be racist anymore, you have to be anti-racist now, just for your voice to get heard.
Anti-racist.
That's why all these people in the UK are doing their protests, because they feel like they need their voices to be heard. How else are they going to do it?
That's true, yeah.
Like, I understand what my family member was saying with the fact that, like, we shouldn't be doing it right now with the whole lockdown thing going on. I do understand that there's bigger things right now with coronavirus, but at the same time, Black Lives Matter, to me, is just as important as corona, if not more.
I mean, yeah, I should.
Because black people have been mistreated for way longer than before corona came about.
Yeah.
There's a friend of mine saying like it's a shame, but she has to teach her child the fact that when her child grows up, he's going to get treated differently to the white boys in school.
No.
That shouldn't be right.
I don't know if other people know about this, but search up the doll test.
Oh, yeah.
And your guy, Prince EA. And he said something about doll test. I was looking for, what do you mean by doll test? So he showed me the doll test. I thought, that's absolutely disgusting. Does the kid even know it's being racist or not?
What doll do you want?
What do you want? Like the white doll. One. Which one's the bad doll? That one. Why?
What one's because the ugly doll? The black one. What one's the bad one? The black one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something that they're psychologically being taught as children. Disgusting.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think it's naturally, because I remember when I was a kid, I've always wanted a doll, but
imagine Barbie was black. Imagine that.
I'd just be like, as a kid, I'd be like, what the hell's that?
You know, and then I've got a question, how many black Disney princesses is there?
I know one.
I know two.
The one that has the green frog in it.
Yeah.
That one. Mulan's not black, is she?
No, she's Asian. That don't count.
Yeah. I'm pretty bad at my Disneys.
Huh?
I don't know.
Jasmine? and Adam.
Yeah, Jasmine, yeah.
She's like the original one. I mean, I know she's probably Indian, but let's just say she's black, because in Disney, she looks black anyway.
I mean, she looks kind of in colour as Aladdin, I guess. Yeah.
So mixed race to say the least, yeah. So there's at least two, only two, and like with all the other one, they're all white Disney princesses.
Mm.
Like that, a lot of companies now need to start helping out and not more, different and not more recognition. The football has really started to take in shape, which is good. But
oh yeah, definitely. But
they need to do a lot more, especially when it comes to racism in football. With Ian Wright, Arsenal legend, getting tons of abuse just for standing up for his rights.
I remember, like, on Instagram, I showed you, said, this is not an isolated incident. This is daily incidents. I'm like, what the hell?
And imagine how many people that get that probably kill themselves because they can't handle that abuse. Ian Wright, obviously, he can handle it, but he shouldn't even be able to handle that.
No, it shouldn't be
something he has to deal with.
With them exposing the profiles, I'm thinking, good, because they will get hate. And so, what do you think you're doing this, you disgusting prick? He's just a human. He's an Arsenal... just say you don't like Arsenal, but don't say they're shit. You know, it's not right for that to happen. I mean, I've noticed, I think... How many years ago was I at Barnet College?
How many years ago?
Yeah.
2018, 17, something like that.
All right, then, yes. That's, and even back then, I was only started... Obviously, I was scared of making friends when I got there.
Mm.
I was always focused, I'm only going to focus on my work and get out of here, blah, blah, blah. No, I walked away with five friends.
Yeah.
And funny enough, one of them's black. Yeah. I don't care. Like, at least she was... She was my proper friend is because she was concerned about my health. And the day I was meant to go to college, I was in a... What? Oh, fuck's sake.
Hospital?
Yeah, I was in urgent care centre. Oh, I was in my own ward. Like, I had my own toilet, bath, shower, bed. Yeah,
she came to see you.
She came to see me. I thought, that's lovely. Like, she bought me a drink. She got me a card. Like, everyone signed. I'm like... Wow, absolutely wow. And then she came, then two of my friends came, and I thought, oh my god, that's brilliant. Because I felt so depressed, I had no one to talk to. And for her to be there, it's good. And then she said, oh, the teacher's very concerned about it. I said, I'm good for now, but I know in the long run, I won't.
Yeah, so that's when you got diagnosed with Crohn's. I mean, tonight, you have tinnitus, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when you got diagnosed with it.
But, you know, it could turn horrible, but hopefully not. When I got back to college, yeah, it's a bit warm, but I ain't...
Yeah, just go on.
Window. So, for her to do that, I felt...
Happy?
Happy, yeah, I felt really happy. I didn't feel depressed as much. I felt better myself. Mentally, I felt good, but physically, I wasn't good. I know something was wrong. As soon as I said, I was feeling this daily, I was getting stomach cramps, my bowel movements, don't even talk to them about bowel movements. And they say, yeah, you're staying in, you're having an ECG, you're having this, you're having that. And I'm like, what the hell, all at once. That's, I think, because I was on my way out of hospital, the haematology area, the blood area. And they'll say, yeah, we'll take your bloods, blah, blah, blah. And that's when things start to go pot. Like, okay.
But going back to Black Lives Matter, what really pisses me off with this whole movement is you get racist, white, arrogant C-words coming out and saying, oh, why do Black Lives Matter? White Lives Matter too. Listen, coming from someone who was born white, and I'm probably most likely going to remain white for the remainder of my life, I've been brought up with, unfortunately, privileges that a black person won't have.
That's true,
Now, there was one time, I think I was in high school and I was just walking around with a stick. It was quite a sharp stick, but I was just playing with it, like a harmless stick, innit?
Mm.
And the police officer came up to me like, oh, please put that stick down, we didn't have to take note of this, blah, blah, blah. It's not on my criminal record or anything, but...
No, it's just a stick, man.
Still had to take note of it and stuff like this, and they asked my address, my name, blah, blah, blah. Now, I guarantee if that was a white boy, I was about 12 or 13 or 14.
Okay.
If that was a black boy, if I was black, what would happen?
It would follow you, so you're
arrested. We're going to have to take you downtown. We're going to have to put you in a cell for the night. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
There's so many privileges that white people are born with that you might not even know about. Because I didn't really know, to be honest, but the amount of privileges that we can just get away with is disgusting.
I mean,
so when I come out and hear people going, oh, white lives, all lives matter, we're just black. Yes, all lives do matter.
But
that's the whole point of black lives. White lives matter, we already know this. Asian lives matter, we already know this.
Yeah,
whatever knife you are, we already know this.
Mm-hmm.
Black lives are the only ones that aren't being treated right. That's why there's black lives matter. By supporting that, you already are supporting all lives matter.
Yeah.
Do you get it? It's not... Mm-hmm. When I hear them saying this, that's what pisses me off. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
So anyway, anything else like in terms of the rules?
The rules of the easing of the lockdown?
You can't see your grandparents, but you can have a cleaner over to clean the house.
Yeah, that's pretty...
How does that add up? I honestly don't know.
You could say, yeah,
my mum is my cleaner.
My mum is my cleaner, and then she can come around and see me while she's cleaning my house.
No, it's ridiculous. How does that make sense? Tell me.
To me, that never makes sense. It's like, oh, so... It's like me saying, I'm my grandparents' cleaner, I'll go around and clean the house, but I'm thinking, what the hell?
So what else? That's the only one I know, to be honest. With supermarkets, non-essential shopping, what you were saying earlier, not all of them are opening.
The only ones that can open,
they choose to, or their store is COVID secure. It has to be checked by the government first before they can open.
Yeah.
So they have to make sure they've got all the precautions. The likes of Primark, what they're doing, I don't know if all the others are doing it, but Primark are doing it spot on right now.
Yeah, that's why I said I'd rather shop there, because they're brilliant, I tell you.
They've got someone at the door who their one and only job is to count who comes in and who goes out.
That's true. Same with that M&S worker.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm sure it's not just Primark. The others are doing it as well.
Yeah.
But anything else?
Can't think of anything else. So the basics would be, you can go outside, but stay as much as possible.
go outside, go to work, but don't go to work.
Only go to work, but if you can go to work.
Nothing's really changed, to be honest.
No, to me, I think nothing's changed.
But
I mean,
in July is where things get interesting, because that's where the hospitality sector starts to reopen.
It's meant to reopen, yeah. So we already talked about that last podcast.
Yeah,
we
spoke about that.
So that's
last
all
podcast.
Covered, yeah. I'm always still feeling a bit uneasy still about going out, because I've noticed when someone comes next to me, I'll go like quickly opposite way, like, excuse me, what the hell do you think you're doing? You know, I'm meant to be strict social distancing now.
But do you not have a list? I thought you had a list of everything.
I did have a list, yes, I do, but that's obviously what I
can remember on the top of your head.
Not the top of my head, no, I need to. So, can I meet with friends and relatives?
Yeah, we've already said that in a group of six.
Yeah, group of six. Or, see, look, it says about second household.
Yeah, that's if your child and your mum and dad don't live together or something.
So, the rules on meeting outdoors, right? Well, I've got a whole, like, picture in here and everything. Right, so how many people? So England up to six.
Yeah,
so Scotland is up to...
No, sorry, but forget Scotland and all the... This is a
England.
UK, this is an English podcast.
Okay, yes. Yeah,
can't be bothered with all these different rules.
Okay, so how many people? Six.
Yes.
At what distance? 2 metres.
Yes.
Where? Anywhere outdoors. But I remember this saying, like, a few weeks ago when the weather is deteriorating, it says do not encourage going indoors.
Yeah, apparently indoors is the worst for...
Build up and that. Because that's when it can, like, build up and that.
Yeah.
So it's, can I exercise? Oh, I can't even talk.
Exercise,
today.
Yes you can. Unlimited exercise.
So yeah, unlimited exercise now. Only it was once a day? Remember now? It was like once a
day.
Yeah,
it was once a day, yeah.
So if I travel abroad, will I have to quarantine when I come back?
Yes,
to
for
the
2 weeks.
So
yes.
I've read somewhere, like, Spain, we can go over to Spain. They don't do any quarantine stuff anyway.
But when we come back
from from Spain here, we have to self-isolate for 14 days.
But my dad, fair play to him, has found a loophole about this.
A loophole, yeah.
Because Dublin are different. If you go to Dublin, you have to do your 2 weeks self-isolation there. And then when you come back, you don't have to isolate here. Because you've done the 2 weeks in Dublin.
What did you say about Croatia? Oh, he's smart. He's smart.
Yeah, Croatia are one of the only countries that are more or less COVID secure right now.
Yeah, like he said, as soon as I heard about the virus, shut the borders.
As soon as they saw what was happening to Italy, they closed everything down straight away.
Yeah,
they said, none of you are going anywhere and none of you are coming here either.
Yeah, so I take credit to Croatia because they're only a small island of Italy. And your dad's what?
Remember Azerbaijan?
Azerbaijan. That's the worst place to go. Avoid that. Avoid. But
speaking of that 2 week isolation, I've told this to you off camera.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to a podcast, right? See if you guys can actually help make this clear to me. Because I personally don't understand how this works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on a holiday to Spain. I come back, I have to isolate for 2 weeks. Okay, that's the rules. Okay, I accept that's the rules. What if I'm a pilot? What if I'm an air hostess or hostess?
It should be the same thing, but I don't
know. So what, I go to work once every 2 weeks, basically.
That means your pay's going to be crap.
No, I don't mind. If I get paid for the time I'm not there and I'm only working once every 2 weeks, that's fine. But what about the staff, the travel? That's stupid.
Okay. So the part that kind of relates to me... what are shielded people being told to do?
Yeah, which they're not making anything clear, I think, with the shielded people. They've just completely smushed them off.
It's disgusting, I think. So people in England and whatever, who are being asked to stay at home and shield because they have health conditions that makes them particularly vulnerable, can now spend more time outdoors again, either with the members of the household or by meeting someone else at a social distance. People shielding, that's about another place, not going to read that. So yeah, that's not even, when will schools and universities return? Now I'm saying it's September.
And they're saying they're going to have some certain schools open during summer holidays.
Only certain schools during open holidays, should be all anyway.
True.
Oh,
by the way, fair play to Rashford.
Fair play to Rashford. Mm.
I'm not a Man U fan, but fair play to what he's doing with these school lunches or whatever. Fair play to him. He should be PM.
He should be PM, yeah. But he's a footballer. I mean,
and he's only a kid. I think he's like 20.
Yeah, he's only a kid. I'm thinking, oh, cool. Anyway.
So is that it for the list?
That's it for this. I mean, mostly it's for Scotland.
So for the part you guys have been waiting for the thumbnail, our thoughts on the PS5, I was about to say PS4, PS5, design, different. Cool. I like it, to be honest with you.
I like it, but then people already started making memes of it.
Yeah, already.
I mean, make memes of the Xbox Series X, innit?
Yeah, I think that's what
it's called. It more looks like a PC hard drive. You put a disc in, you open it.
But you've got some nerds going, oh yeah, but that's because it is a PC hard drive. Have you seen the specs? Have you seen the graphics card?
It's boring. It's boring.
And they say
the better games on PlayStation. Why do you think Xbox only have shooting games? And what do you say?
We've got Spider-Man.
That's Spider-Man, yes. We've got Spider-Man exclusive.
We've got Last of Us. We've got Uncharted.
Yes.
What do Xbox have? Halo. That's it. That's the only game I rate. That's a
Halo.
Xbox exclusive.
No, I remember playing Halo on PC. Was it on PC?
No, Xbox 360 with me, remember? I used to have the 360.
How the hell did I play Halo?
With me, remember? No, I had the 360.
Yeah, but not your... It was a different... Oh, my God.
Anyways, think about that later. But
anyway, yeah.
I think, not getting into the specs, because I'm not going to lie to you guys, I don't know nothing about the specs.
No.
I saw it in the live PlayStation event.
Oh, there's two different types, by the way. There's one you can insert a disc, and there's a non-digital one. So if you buy the digital one, you only could buy the games
on the PlayStation store.
But if you have the other one, you have free to buy whatever game you like.
On the disc.
On disc, yeah.
Which I think is very different, to be honest. The Xbox have done that.
Oh, no. They stick to ways like...
But what I do hope that the PlayStation do, because I don't mind the white tunnel. I've got the white PS4, to be honest. What I think they should do, and you know what? This would be amazing if they did this.
What?
If they do a black edition with, like, a Black Lives logo matter engraved into it.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be really nice if they done that.
Yeah.
Because you've always had a black PlayStation anyway. You had a black PS2, 3 and 4. But if they'd done that with the PS5, then that would just be really nice, I think.
I think it would
and
be.
And, like, whatever percentage of sales that they make from that edition goes towards Black Lives Matter charities. That would be really cool. But not just that. On the personal level, if they had, like, a Last of Us Part 2 design, Spider-Man red design, something like this would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be good. I know they'll do that in the long run, but now they have to do the main PlayStation
console. I personally think it was cool. I love the controller, the Nutra controller enough. It's more like Xbox, which I prefer. That's another thing I like about Xbox, is the controllers. I prefer the controllers.
Oh, it's like this one, where is it?
Just leave it.
Where is it? Oh.
Just leave it, but I think it's cool. On to... what do you think of it, the PlayStation 5?
I quite like it, yeah. I thought it was going to be dull, boring. I mean, we've seen some pictures what it should look like.
Yeah,
and it
some
was
rumors.
Ugly. Rumours, ugly, horrible. I'm thinking, nah, that will never look like that. I mean, Sony have more, I say, experience, skill on how to up things, how to up consoles in their design.
I was listening to the What's Good podcast, yeah, you know, with Randolph and Simon.
Uh-huh.
And Randolph is a massive Nintendo fanboy because he's a Pokemon fan, yeah?
Yeah.
And he was saying, it's so nice now that the Nintendo Switch is out, because Nintendo, when you're speaking about gaming consoles, what gaming consoles do you always talk about?
Gaming consoles, as in the console itself or game? PlayStation
and
Xbox
that's it.
Yeah.
Nintendo's not even under the same breath. They always only compare PS4 to Xbox.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Because those two are like the big don dads of the gaming community. They're the proper gaming games.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Xbox, which is for gamers, I think. The PlayStation, which is more of a family entertainment console, I think.
And they seem to have more strategy games.
Yeah,
like,
and better exclusives.
Like, if you want to play games more like...
Uncharted,
there's Days Gone, there's... What else?
Last of Us. Part 1 and 2.
Yes, but I only know mostly Part 1, not
Part
2.
With Nintendo, that's different. That's... With their... They're not looking to compete with them because they don't have the resources and their console is not as amazing when it comes to the specs. They're not as good. But when it comes to design, it's always different.
Yeah.
Do you remember the GameCube?
The GameCube. I think I faintly know about the GameCube.
The
I
GameCube,
never had one,
I
but I've
it.
Heard
it was
about
really
it.
Cool.
I know, I only had a Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64, GameCube, Game Boy. Nintendo Wii was the first one to have...
Also
like,
Nintendo Wii, and I loved... Oh, my God.
See, this is what I mean. When it comes to family fun entertainment games, it's the Nintendo. It's always been the Nintendo. When you want to play serious, hardcore games, then yeah, you're only going to either get the PlayStation or the Xbox.
Yeah.
It's true. But my review... My first impressions on it, I think it is cool, to say the least.
I think it looks very cool. I mean, I don't know why people say, oh, it's horrible, it's disgusting, it looks like a Wi-Fi router.
It looks like an air conditioner.
It looks like an air conditioner. I'm thinking, then there's a meme where there's a picture of a white folder and then there's the PS2 stuck in there.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, that's the PS2 I used to have. That's the PS2 I used to have.
Anyway, we're going to wrap up, guys. But before we do, don't forget to... Follow on our socials, then we're going to start popping up now.
And I've got to do my thing.
Your fun fact.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
What have you got?
My riddle.
You got your riddle. Oh,
yes.
Okay. No football thingy? Or?
Oh, yes. Football.
The football.
I didn't really want to speak about football, to be honest, but yes, let's quickly get on to the football. This episode will be slightly longer because of the last week. So, yeah, we'll get on to the football.
Okay.
So, Arsenal were playing Brighton. Now, for those of you that follow our Twitter, you would have seen that we actually put out our predictions. I said... What was I said? I said...
I'm trying to look it up.
No, it was on Twitter. Our Twitter accounts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm looking on WhatsApp.
But I think I said... I must have said we was going to win for sure. I probably said 2-1 for Arsenal. I'm pretty sure.
You said 2-2. I said 1-1.
Is it? It goes bright. No, that must have
that's
been...
That's Man City.
Yeah, Man City. Yeah,
Man City.
Yeah, not happened since...
Brighton.
So yeah, we lost against Man City. Let's start with the Man City game. We lost against that. Thank
twice.
You, David Luiz. You now have given Mikel Arteta no reason to give him a contract. You can piss off out of this club. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go ahead and lose against Brighton. You can't blame David Luiz. It's the whole team.
No.
The whole team has just got no passion for the club right now. I don't know if it's to do with the knockdown or what, but none of them seem interested, to be honest. So we lost 2-1 to frickin' Brighton in bottom three of the table, which is, as my Cornish teacher used to say, a piss-poor performance.
A piss-poor performance.
So we're going to predict now the other games coming up. So Thursday, which is the day after this will be uploaded...
Mm-hmm.
We are playing Southampton, and not that it matters, but we'll be playing away. What's your prediction?
Being Milkov, it's 1-0 to us. I mean, Southampton, we should do more goals. I mean, I'm going to do a brave 2-0.
2-0 to Arsenal, yeah?
Yes.
I say 1-0 to Southampton. I have no hope. And to be honest with you, after that Brighton game, if you can't beat Brighton, who the frick can you beat? But Brighton are bottom three, you know this.
Yeah.
1-0 to Southampton, that's my prediction. Then the other two games, not that it matters, Burnley at home against Watford.
Burnley at home against Watford. Watford, 3-1 to Watford.
I'm going
0-0. 0-0.
Still 0-0. You know that FNG
still
game.
Still 0-0, yeah.
I think you'll be 0-0. I think that's going to be a dead game.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, which we're going to predict, is the main one. Not that it matters. Chelsea at home against Manchester City.
2-2.
I'm going 3-1 Man City. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
And that's our predictions for the next games coming up. The next game for Arsenal after that would be an FA Cup game, which we don't do. We don't do the cups.
Oh, no, I've got my fun fact too.
So, yeah, that's football done, over with. Football's back. Fantastic. I wish it was cancelled, but now we'll carry on with your fun facts.
Okay. Okay, my fun fact seems to be, I think everyone knows this, but I kind of know, so if no one knows about this, I'm still going to read it out. You probably know because you like the animal. It's a sea creature, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you know dolphins can detect underwater sounds from 24 kilometres away? So it's 15 miles.
Yeah, using their
sonic
sonar.
Waves. Yeah, sonic waves.
Yeah, I knew
so
that.
So if you were like just hitting 16 miles away, yeah?
Yeah.
And you made it, I don't know. Like a,
no.
Like a, I don't know what that sound to make. Anyway. And I'll be just able to hear you. Go.
Cool. Anyway, they say they call dolphins the dog of the sea.
The dog of the sea. No, they're sea lions.
Oh, okay, well, whatever.
The sea lions.
So, capping it off is the name of this riddle.
Capping it off?
Yeah, I've got titles of the riddles now.
Oh, okay.
I have a neck, but no head. I wear a cap. What am I?
Read that again, sorry? No?
I have a neck. But no head. I wear a cap. What am I?
So I have a neck, but I have no head.
No, I have a... Oh, wait, no, sorry, yes.
I have a neck,
but
no
head.
And
I wear a cap. What am I?
What the... Oh, my God. Literally, a cap is a cap, like this one.
I'm not saying. I'm not giving you no clues.
I have no bloody idea.
Do you guys have an idea? If so, put it in the comments below and you'll find out the answer next week.
Until then,
going to leave you guys with more socials popping up. What's so funny?
No, it's just still your riddle. Oh my God. I'm like, I have no idea.
And let's see if you guys do a better job than Hannah. Until then, guys, see you next week.
Let's talk for real. Start up the conversation. This is what you've been missing. Real views and opinions, touching on many topics. I know that you can relate. Every episode is something different, and I can't wait. Christopher Maddox and Hannah Wilson, they keep it authentic. You know that I love to listen. I'm telling you just how it is. This is the deal. No holding back. Let's talk for real.